Here we all are with the latest phase. Stick with the crowd. Hope it's not a passing phase. It's the latest thing to be nowhere. It's just safety in numbers. A song right there from UK punk band The Adverts. Safety in Numbers was part of their debut album, the brilliant Crossing the Red Sea with the Adverts, which was released 43 years ago this week, February 17, 1978. They talk about new wave and fitting in with the new wave. Indeed, lyrics like that hint to the fact that music always changes. And as a musician, as a local performer around the Chicagoland area and state of Illinois, how are you going to keep up with the changes in new music? Well, we do just that on Local Loft. The newest and freshest in the punk, metal, alt-rock, prog rock, and power pop scene. A metal band out of Streeter who has kept up with some of the changes in the metal scene, especially where adding more electronics and a more industrial and less raw sound is concerned, is Chaos Ordnance. They always have been since 2013, when they first began. Mostly it's been Corey Angelico, the one constant member of the band who has kept up with the changes, because Corey's been with it through every single constantly changing lineup of the band. Chaos Ordnance got back together with a new lineup in lockdown, in quarantine, if you will, an overused word to be precise because not everybody has COVID, but everybody is staying inside just to be safe, or practically everyone, we should say. Corey and Chaos Ordnance socially distanced themselves in the recording studio and recorded Plague. It is not so much an industrial experimentation type sound like their last record in 2018. The Ellipsis album was indeed a radical change in direction for the band. Well, they added a lot of electronics, synthesizers, drum programming, even authentic video game sounds. Yet they kept their highly infectious, crunchy, ball-crushing, brain-melting metal sound. And Corey's screaming, sometimes but very rarely melodic vocal, is indeed a constant and always has been. So with this new track, Plagued, it is a sign of things to come. For a band who once put together their own multi-band music fest called Chaos Fest. Now these were in the days, of course, when COVID-19 was just a nightmare somewhere across the rest of the non-free world. Chaos Fest happened once, and it was at Top Fuel Saloon in Braidwood. But since then, of course, and until venues become safe enough where large gatherings can happen again, it's just on the back burner in this case. But I thought I'd play you this rather new track. It was actually released last fall, just to show you what they're working on, and if you are a lover of old-school, thrashy, Metallica-like, early 80s metal, you're really going to dig this. Not that it's all a throwback to that. Oh, and did I mention Chaos Ordnance is going to be part of a somewhat social distance, safe gathering of somewhat of a crowd in a brand new venue in Wilmington, which also includes the likes of Extraction Point. In the Rockbacks for Local Loft episode 160, just like the last episode, a focus on prominent female singers around the Chicago area music scene. One of the best who has seamlessly made the transition from heavy metal to punk, Chrissy Ridolfi. And the second time I dropped in on Chrissy and her year-old at the time punk band, Evil Engine, as they had just released their debut EP, Nolius and Verba, and I flocked on over to Chicago's west side to check them out at Livewire Lounge. The music got a little more political, a little more aggressive, but certainly that distinctive, emotional, and rather intimate voice of Chrissy's was not lost in the transition. That and more as Local Loft episode 160 piles up the accumulation of original local music from the Chicagoland area and state of Illinois. As hard as you try to shovel it away, it'll still keep piling up.
What up, bitches? Are you excited about the new Chaos Ordnance merch store coming out? Be sure to tune in, motherfucker.
seems. Crawling for fame, back on your knees. Sentence on your disease. Never fear to break your fall, but they'll watch you hit the ground. Never fear to break your fall, but they'll watch you hit the ground. With nowhere to go, with nowhere to say, I'm losing this loss.
Lead vocalist for Chaos Ordinance, and you're listening to the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Kid.
narcotics.
For Good Valentine's Day, for Joliet's Narcotics, every day is Halloween, just like Ministry. Have you taken a look at their music videos? The four-piece Joliet thrash metal band certainly has a creative eye. Their latest song, Lunaticus, pretty much paints a very horrific picture of a wolf, not in sheep's clothing, but in flannel shirts and jeans, stalking his prey in a barren, desolate cemetery somewhere in Will County. That's what it looks like to me. Well, they are from Joliet, so I would imagine where they filmed this video is not too far away from their home base. You can check it out. G-N-A-R-C-O-T-I-X is how the band spells its name. Lunaticus is their brand new single, and they released it on, you guessed it, Halloween. It's a follow-up to their summer of 2020 EP, In Spite Of. Whether or not an actual murdering, stalking, lunaticus wolf accompanies the band on stage, well, don't say I didn't warn you. Just prepare yourself for the unexpected. When Narcotics, along with Extraction Point and Chaos Ordnance, plays Route 66 Bar and Grill in downtown Wilmington. And if the address 113 East Baltimore Street sounds familiar to you, I am quite sure that is the location of the first Freaksters Roadhouse. I spent many a time there checking out many up-and-coming and established local and national acts. And that was, of course, before Freak moved his establishment to what is now known as Top Fuel Saloon in Braidwood. Oh, it was also located in Pontiac for a while, too, at the former Crystal Palace Theater. March 13th, 4 days before St. Paddy's Day, a St. Paddy's Day bash. Grand opening of Route 66 Bar and Grill in Wilmington, featuring Extraction Point, Narcotics, and Chaos Ordinance. Go to any one of those bands' Facebook pages for more details on the show. Well, we're talking Halloween, we're talking St. Patrick's Day. Why don't we stick with the holiday that it's supposed to be this week, Valentine's Day. I've got an appropriate song. Punk rock bands are not normally known for dishing out romantic love songs. Unless, of course, you're Buzzcocks. Ever fallen in love with someone you shouldn't have? Love Bites. Undertones, I Really Love You, off their first album in 79. The same cannot be said for the four-piece punk pop band out of Lafayette, Indiana, the Mixel Pricks. Sometimes all you need is just a male or female companion for friendship. Not romance, not to share the same old repetitive boring text messages with, but just to be there to bum around, experience boring life scenarios ahead. That's simply the nature behind the Mixel Pricks' new single. They have a very melodic pogo dancing punk pop feel, which reminds you not only of Lit from the late 90s, My Own Worst Enemy, but I would have to say a little bit of Green Day and most definitely Blink 182 come to mind. From the Mixel Pricks out of Lafayette, Indiana, it's I Don't Need Anything on the Walk.
She lives a life where angels spin and tread. She's a liberated woman. She's She's a hot sticky mess. Soft lips, she's unstepped. She orders water and she leaves a big tip. She's like a rock star sucking on the breast of superficiality. She thinks I'm looking at her, but she's looking at me. She's got a penchant for danger. She talks to strangers. Big city girl.
Give her sugar, she's a hot sticky mess. I wouldn't say that's an example of sweet love. The Bishop, who later became the Bishop's Daredevil Stunt Club. But 10 years ago, on 5 Minutes of Panic and Thrills, which was their first full-length album, there were not too many stories of sweet love. Not just Black Heart, which we heard from right there, but Time Bomb, Mice and Elephants, Spacehead. They don't paint a very rosy picture of an opposite-sex relationship. One that rocks, let's say. That CD really rocked, and this was just a year after I first invited the Bishop of Frankfurt, who later became the Bishop's Daredevil Stunt Club, into the Cat 105.5 studio. At this time, they were a very psychedelic, jam-bandish, funky quintet. And then they became a power pop quartet. We'll get to that in just a moment, but nice example of how love is not always rosy on Valentine's Day. And now for an example of love that still isn't rosy. The brand new Bishop's Daredevil Stunt Club single. It's been out since January 22nd of 2021. It's on Spotify, Bandcamp, and many other digital platforms. Sometimes, as hard as you try, guys, your woman might choose video games over you. From Bill Gertz, Dan Passarelli, and the rest of the Bishop's Daredevil Stunt Club, this is X-Play on Local Loft.
There's one thing you don't understand.
Soul than getting a brand new tie, a brand new wallet from her, maybe a brand new car. You want a girlfriend that rocks, right guys? When you rock and you knock me out. When you move, you make me lose control. Shut all the doors, disconnect the phone. That's what it's all about. Setting up an intimate night 40 years ago was the kind. I certainly miss that band. And whenever I drive past 95th just before Harlem and I see an Enterprise rent-a-car there, I think of the location that was once Pumpkin Studios, owned by Gary Loizo of the American Breed, the 60s group who gave you Bend Me, Shape Me, and Step Out of Your Mind. Gary owned that studio for the longest time, over 10 years. Then he moved to Orland Park, but in the course of 10 years, which did include 1981 and 82, he recorded The Kind, amongst other bands. Yes, even Styx and Jim Peterik and Survivor even took up some residence there. But for sure, The Kind and their self-titled debut album from 1982, which was on the 360 Records label, well, that's an added treat right there. I once found an original, rare, hard-to-find green vinyl single of When You Rock and Total Insanity, and both those songs were on the first Kind album. However, the 45 had much different recordings. Earlier recordings, and you just heard one of them right there. Frank Capek was the guitarist in The Kind, and then he went on to Five Guys Named Mo and passed away about 6 years ago. But there's an example of a rock and love song for you. How about a rock band who, when Tool was in a big hiatus back in the mid to late 2000s, didn't really make you miss Tool that much? Red Poet, because they sounded so similar, especially with the industrial and excessive keyboard treatments of their work, which reminds you of what Maynard James Keenan did on some songs like Stink Fist from Anima. Ryan Sheehan fronted the Aurora-based band Red Poet. I got a chance to share their rather unique, eclectic mix of industrial and hard rock with the Cat 105.5 listening audience 7 years ago this week, February 20th, 2019. 2014. And here's what that interview sounded like, once again in our Rock Back.
You're really gonna love Aurora.
Where's Aurora, anyway?
Hey, this is Ryan from Red Poet. You're listening to the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal, the Cat 105.5.
The Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5, the Cat. From distinctive sounds and genres to an unpredictable mixture of styles, bands and artists in the Southlands hard rock and metal scene all get the chance to introduce the specific starting point and unexpected changes of their music Thursday night at 8 with me, Tim Lamping, on Homegrown Tones. Their music, melodic, progressive, sometimes aggressive, lead vocals that are mostly clean with occasional screaming. Red Poet out of Aurora never sticks with a distinctly recognizable sound for very long in any of their songs. The shifts are sudden in genres. Ryan Sheehan, who is joining us tonight, his lead vocal fluctuates from a very emotional to a slightly angry style. That's the most instantly recognizable element of their music. But you have a very tight rhythm section and a very progressive one at that, with Greg Gura on guitar, also keyboardist Jason Infamous, and bassist Steven Gazurka. They all blend in and surprise the listener with a mixture of styles which remind you of the extensive industrial structure of Tool. The loud, aggressive sound of Killswitch Engage also comes to mind. The radio-friendly industrial hard rock of Chicago's Janis 2. Ryan is joining us tonight. There's so many different styles, not one kind of specific genre or style you have. How would you describe Red Poet's music to somebody who's never heard you before?
Well, we start off saying that it's generally a hard rock, high energy setup with borderline metal tones. We do have a DJ in our group, so we integrate a lot of keyboards and sequences, and he scratches vinyls as well, kind of our secret weapon. As far as different styles go, everybody in the band has different influences. I mean, you know, from the classic Led Zeppelin, Rush, The Beatles, The Doors, modern Tool, 10 years, and a perfect circle.
As long as you brought up the DJ element of your music, I would definitely think Incubus would be an influence where that's concerned, because they
absolutely
do a lot of scratching as well. Here's a song with the more melodic, aggressive style implied from Red Poet, who you can see performing at Bada Brew in Crest Hill tomorrow night. Here's Ironside on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.
We'll be right back.
trail when it comes to changing different musical styles very abruptly and doing it very well. Dread Poet on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat. Ironside is a track from their first EP, and they'll be doing more from it tomorrow night when they play Bada Brewing Crest till a star-studded lineup, well, local lineup anyway. You got Sinister Fate. Go to Red Poet's Facebook page for more details. Ryan Sheehan put the band together in 2005. There even is a big change in their lineup. The bio would tell you that the drummer on that track and other tracks was Matt Acciapinti. However, that's not the case anymore. Matt has left the band, and they actually will be unveiling a new member at the show tomorrow night. I'm going to let Ryan tell you more about how this new member, who is unannounced yet, they're going to make the big unveiling tomorrow. How is this new member? How do you think he's going to add or expand your sound?
He's a very dynamic drummer, very into his stylings and adding to the group. He's really taking us to another level. We had a pretty solid standing, but he came in and he's, you know, his new fills and things that we're adding. We're trying not to change the old songs too much, but he's an excellent fit. Very dynamic and just so powerful.
In capturing a listener's attention music-wise, definitely your vocal stands out, and I hear the different elements of guitar, bass, and drums working in, but it's your vocal that definitely is front and center. What about your lyrics? What would you say is the most attention-grabbing quality of the lyrics that you write?
Initially, it kind of comes off as a one subject. Sometimes people think it might just be about one subject, but I tend to write fairly ambiguously. Songs like Coil may seem like a lot of the lyrics are driven towards schizophrenia and panic attack, and it's actually just about kind of being in the moment, being outside of yourself, watching the situations happen. So our lyrics are interpreted in different ways.
There's a lot of quality and a lot of detail that goes into this music in the studio, Ryan. How is it on stage? Basically the same as what you do in the studio, or maybe is it a lot different when you step out on stage?
Yeah, it's quite a bit different. One of those situations where we can feed off the energy of the audience and just let everything go loose.
There's a lot of adrenaline fuel where this is concerned.
Never.
It's an ass-kicking, aggressive atmosphere, but there's the little subtle changes in the music that definitely make it very interesting. Abrupt changes at that. You really got to just pay attention and keep up, and you will. Check them out tomorrow night at Bada Brew in Crest Hill. Ryan, thanks for taking the time to talk with us tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And here's another example of their aggressive style, but somewhat progressive at that. Don't get your mind too locked on one specific genre that Red Poet does, because they abruptly switch on you. It reminds you of those unexpected pop quizzes that your teacher used to throw when you were very unknowledgeable and unprepared to ace them. Coil on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.
Today, I feel it taking its own. You're wasting all my time when you call your love inside.
If Red Poet's overall music does sound a bit Tool-like to you, well, there's a reason for that. A couple of members, including singer Ryan Sheehan, were actually in the Tool Chicago area tribute band Lateralis. Unfortunately, after 2016, Red Poet was no more. Drummer Adam Hoy went on the Pound Skins for the Central Illinois female-fronted metal band Secrets of Skeletons. He did that for about 4 years, but the pandemic has slowed that down, and that band is also on hiatus. Red Poet's last official gig, at least the one I saw them at, was a midsummer bash put on by Voodoo Queen Management and Yvonne Loveland. That happened at the former Star Bar in Chicago Ridge in August of 2016. Yes, maybe the map of bands playing live around the Chicagoland area instead of Illinois right now is pretty limited. But you can virtually get your musical message across. Send me, Tim Lamping, your music in digital form, Wave, MP3, FLAC, or AAC, or physical form, CD, vinyl, LP, reel-to-reel tape, or cassette. TimLamp1@yahoo.com or TimCatDJ@gmail.com. And if you're sending me a physical copy of your music, send me an email beforehand, and I'll send you a mailing address. Their prominent female singer has certainly gotten the lion's share of attention where Evil Engine is concerned. That doesn't mean, of course, the rest of the band has been taken for granted or ignored. Chrissy Ridolfi has definitely let other members of the group, including bassist Mike Skull, guitarist Jamie Booth, and new drummer Tim Parker, who took over for Colin Holmes when he left the group last summer, share the spotlight. Chrissy, of course, is a very charismatic, yet very aggressive, ass-kicking female lead singer. She's made a name for herself not only as a prominent singer in not just Evil Engine, but Dead Man's Wake before it. Chrissy was a TV celebrity of sorts because of her last non-music job as a waitress at Ed DeBevick's, doing her job and sarcastically insulting people while they order their food menu items got Chrissy in a bit of hot water, but it was that hot water status that made her a celebrity. First and foremost, she is just one hell of a singer. There is no doubt about it. The detail, the nuance, the emotion, and the fire she elicits from her vocals is second to none. If you've never seen an Evil Engine show, you need to take it upon yourself, and the proof is right there. Of course, you can't do that now. Hopefully, by the end of this year, Evil Engine will be back on the road. Until then, when I ventured out on the road, February 17th, 2017, and trekked down over to the west side of Chicago in Livewire Lounge for the second time I interviewed Evil Engine. To conclude, episode 160 of Local Loft, it's Tim Lamping. Talk soon.
Evil Engine is more of an aggressive punk rock, music with a message kind of a deal. Dead Man's Wake is more about heartbreak and me writing about sad things, and this is more about making a difference.
Alright, I'm coming in.
Tim Lamping outside a slightly cold Livewire lounge, but you jump around enough, you headbang enough inside, and you're going to warm up. Your blood's going to really be pumping, especially when you check out Evil Engine. I interviewed the band who is led up by Chrissy Crisis, a.k.a. Chrissy Ridolfi, close to about a year and a half was the last time I do remember when you played at Brower House in Lombard. They have a new look, a new guitarist, actually, Jamie Booth. And I guess I should consult Chrissy here, the sources, to find out how they got Jamie, because you had a guitarist named JP, and, well, things didn't work out. How did you meet up with Jamie, and what exactly about his guitar playing really do you think adds to the sound of the band?
Well, this is actually a good question for Mike, because Mike and Jamie have been best friends for 15 years. So I would say this is you, Mike. What do you think?
I've known Jamie for 15 years, and I'm one of his best friends, so.
So that's why his guitar playing is good for Evil
Engine.
That's why.
Jamie, why is your guitar playing good for Evil Engine?
Because I come from a metal background, and that's obviously rooted in punk and certain genres anyway. And I've always dug Mike's writing, and it was just a perfect fit. So
there was a lot of crossover too that went on with his previous band called Indolent, which he was in a band with two of his brothers. So it was a three brother band plus like one like satellite member. But there was a lot of like crossover into punk, and then I played a lot of punk crossover into thrash. So it really kind of worked out, like in the sense that that he was just a perfect fit, and just everything worked out. So.
Well, you all come from middle background, especially Chrissy. I know yes. She's from Dead Man's Wake. Which,
that's right.
Tentatively, is that still together?
Honestly, Dead Man's Wake is indefinitely shelved. All the music was written between me and JP, and since JP and I aren't speaking, there really isn't any hope for that whole album that we had written to be released anytime soon. I'm waiting on an apology that I very well deserve.
Well, let's stick here with Evil Engine. Nullius in Verba. I don't speak Latin, so maybe I butchered that. I don't know.
These are great.
The EP is now available. The whole EP is available on your website, which is evilengineofficial.com. And, of course, you can sample it. The Reverb Nation links on your Facebook page. The writing here. Mike, I guess you're the key writer, so
yes,
I'm going to ask
is.
You. What's the inspiration, the somewhat violent and very political inspiration behind a lot of the songs that are written on the album?
Well, it's funny because it's like, although we acquired Jamie, a lot of my writing was influenced by Indolent and like his writing. So it all kind of came full circle, whereas like he's been influenced by Evil Engine, and he's also influenced Evil Engine. We kind of let our Bad Religion dangle out all over the place, like so to speak. Especially like the early recordings, like Suffer and Bad and No Control. There's a lot of Oi influence, like Coxbar and like all of those bands. There's a lot of like thrash, elements and stuff. Like the Resistance is one of those. Yeah, it's just like, influences come from all over the place, It's like we're a multi-dimensional punk band. We're not just that, we're not just a street punk band. We're not just a hardcore punk band. We're not just a, first wave band or an Oi band or like a new wave band. We're an omnipotent punk band
omnidirectional?
An omnidirectional punk band. So.
You're a punk smorgasbord band.
Yes, quite. A cornucopia of punk rock.
A buffet, if you will.
Rock and roll, shredding the airways, the freedom of our soul. I'm sick and tired of living in exile, banishing. political influence is really kind of picking up on some social cues that have been rising over the last couple of years, and obviously have sort of come to a head with the messed up situation that we're in right now.
Crazy time.
With the, you know, Dapple, Trump, all the fun stuff. So.
But the writing's very intelligent.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Evil Engine is just that. It's a reflection of you know, of the world. It's like we just write from observation. That's it. So it's, you know, it's like what we see is what we do. It's like I mean, I hold myself in high esteem that we're all pretty intelligent people, and like I think that we attract an intelligent audience, and I think that people are a lot more intelligent than they give themselves credit for. So we want to write something that's for people, that's not vapid, that's not, you know, just like that, you know, just incompetent crap that like you hear on the radio. We wanted to write something and just kind of move forward and, you know, just like write like inspirationally and not, I don't know.
Speaking of incompetent crap, one of my favorite songs by you is Radio Coup d'Etat. I mean, that lays it all on the table. I'm not going to liken it to Radio Gaga by Queen, but, you know.
That's high praise. I'd take that.
At least we have podcasts where artists like you can be heard to a very vast audience around the world.
That's right.
Well, Chrissy and Colin and Jamie and Mike, thanks for taking the time to talk with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
And
let
me just ask you one more thing. Is there going to be an expansion to Nolius and Verba, maybe like a full length? Are you working on anything new in the future?
Oh, there's a bunch of stuff coming out. So
we've
it's
got
like
lots
especially
of new stuff.
Especially with the fact that now Jamie's writing for us, and like his writing is absolutely brilliant. Like, be forward to looking, or like look forward to like a lot of new stuff and a lot more harder edge stuff.
Yes, the wheels are in motion we're going to try and do a lot of EPs instead of full lengths. We feel like if you wait less time in between releases, you stay relevant and people hear all the new stuff you have to say. And with the political state that we're in right now changing literally by the hour, we've got so much more stuff that we want to get out there. And that's right.
And punk is all about short songs. Brevity is the slice of life, or so said one William Shakespeare. Thanks very much, Chrissy and Colin and Jamie and Mike, for talking to us. If you want to hear more of their stuff, go to evilengineofficial.com. That's their website or their Facebook page. Here's The Resistance from Evil Engine on Local Walk.